Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show as I present to you the greatest co-host anyone could ask for. It's Linda Pollack!
It's me! Hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
Linda, what the bloody hell have you been up to?
We didn't do very well with that interview, as I suspected. Oh, turns out they've got no sense of humour. You know, when you get to the point where you go, I don't want your job anyway.
Oh, right, OK. Yeah. So, you don't know for a fact that you haven't got it, or...
I don't think I've got it, I don't think so.
OK, well, that all the more fun with me.
Yeah.
All the more fun with me.
I think the universe is trying to tell me to stay.
Yeah, that's
right. Unfortunately, my bank balance is telling me that I need to
No more money for you. Anyway.
Okay, worth asking.
What else has been happening?
I was shouted at by a party of, I'm not going to say children, but they were young adolescents in a car, feeling brave.
What did they say?
I went on a coach trip with a mate of mine.
Oh, yes.
With young Emilio. Do you remember Emilio?
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell, yes.
We went on a coach trip.
He was in the dance. Do you remember him?
Yes.
People, he'd done dancing.
Well, he's not from round here, is he, of course?
No,
he's Spanish.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to show you the sights. So we went off on a little coach trip.
Yeah.
Just round our area, you know. Mm. And as we got off the coach to take some pictures, because to him, all right, to us, it's just the M25. To him, it's the countryside. It's the countryside.
Yeah.
He likes it. He wants to take a picture. Mm. So we're standing at the side of the road. He's taking his picture. The kid came past and what did he say?
Wanker?
Bus wankers.
Oh, yeah.
Bus wankers!
That's to do with the in-betweeners,
yeah. Well, of course,
it?
It's lost on Emilio. He's not from round here.
It's really funny when... I mean, I know I'm going to sound like an old grunter now, but, you know, we never used to be particularly rude to older people.
No, you know why?
Confident way.
Because our mums all knew each other.
Well, there is that. There is that. But this is a funny thing. My friend of mine got a senior position, a teaching position.
Oh.
And there was a young man who's one of our neighbours. And he's probably, what was he? This was a couple of years ago. He's probably about 18 or something. And he said to her, you know, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, it's great. Great news like that. It's like, would you really speak to someone in their 50s? Yeah, good. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, it's great. Good for you. No, it's good to hear that you're doing that. Good.
But that's even what someone your own age talking to you like that.
Yes, that's slightly patronising.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, go for it. Yeah, why not? I think you've got to do these things. Oh, do you? Thanks very much for telling me with your limited
seal of approval.
Thanks for your seal of approval.
Bloody hell.
No, I think there's a lot of that. Some of the youngsters, they don't really know.
I do give them a little bit of slack because they've learned a lot of stuff over the last few years while in lockdown, and they've been watching a lot of YouTube and stuff. And I think that sometimes the way the kids on YouTube talk is a bit like, do you remember when we were at school, the teachers used to be concerned about us watching Grange Hill?
Yes, nothing.
That's not how people talk in real life, right?
No, that's right. I remember doing a little bit of filming, just thinking about when younger people have been a bit presumptuous with me. I was filming something, right? And there was a bit where, you know, when the cameras come in the windows, right? And the position of my chair, he was sat next to me in the front of this car, this lad. And he said to me, well, can you move your chair back? Because if you think about it, he said, move your chair forward. Because if you think about it, the camera's got to come in the window and it's got to catch us, you know, in profile.
Yeah.
I said, oh, is that right? Yeah. So if you think about it, when it comes out the other side, if you think about it, I'm going to move my chair forward. So you don't. I was like, oh, well, thank
is that,
you.
Is that how cameras work then, is it? Yeah.
Is that how it works? Oh, I see. Well, if you think about it, I've been doing it a lot longer than you, you little bastard.
Although I did make a boob the other day.
Go on.
You know what, this college course I'm doing?
Go on.
So I'm talking to all the kids and I was asked to chair this conversation. I say kids, they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
This conversation. It was about feline display tactics, you know, when they...
This was your
course. When they back
course.
Up on you and they wiggle the tails and that.
Yeah,
so
we're
doing
that,
you know, the scent marking. So we were doing that. And,
scent marking.
I said, okay, great, thanks very much, everyone. I want to hear from you. I haven't heard very much from you. What do you think? And she said, I'm a member of staff.
Oh, Christ. Well, it's like policemen, isn't it?
Yes.
They get younger as you get older.
Yes, I've become that woman who goes like, oh, what do you think, Sonny? And he's the boss.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, talking of cat's arses, we've got a story now from Laurie Peters. I'm only joking, Laurie.
No.
Our producer of this show. It turns out that Laurie, right, is an absolute believer in the supernatural. And he's got all these stories up his sleeve.
Yeah. The person who's got ultimate authority over this podcast.
Yes.
He's making wild claims.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wild claims or not, he's got lots of them, and this is the first. Put the bloody music on, please. All right, there, here you go, he puts. True story in block capitals.
Okay, so it must be.
In the 90s, while I was a student, I worked as a floater for a security guard company. Make up your own jokes.
You are a shit.
The term floater means that I would cover someone's shift if they were sick and couldn't work. Not anything else, that's right. Since I didn't have my own transportation, a staff member from the security company would pick me up and drop me off at different locations where I would be guarding the premises during the night shift. I had very little knowledge of the places I was guarding, and sometimes it would be dark, empty, and spooky!
Oh my fucking God.
One night, I was dropped off at the closed Stretford Arndale in Manchester, which was a huge shopping mall with many corridors and high-end shops like Poundland, Peacocks and Iceland.
We know it very well.
The security office was located above one of these shops on the second floor and had large windows across the office that gave a full view of the entire mall. I felt uneasy because it seemed like I was on display with the lights off in the mall and the lights on in the office.
Oh, Christ. After a few hours of walking around the empty mall and looking through shop windows, I got bored and decided to climb up the ladders outside the office that led to the roof. I lost track of time and realised that I was running late for check call, which is when you call HQ to tell them you're still at your location and awake.
Yes. When I got back to the office, I noticed a strange white noise coming from the tannoy system, which had a microphone and a big red button for broadcasting messages. I turned it off earlier, so I was curious as to why it was on again. When I tapped it, I heard a strange, muffled sound of distant talking, which became childlike and incoherent. bit like working on this show.
Yes.
And then stopped altogether. Suddenly, the speaker came back on with a slightly louder white noise and an adult voice said, I can see you.
Oh, Christ! Oh, my God, that is absolutely terrifying. I was frozen with fear for about 15 minutes before I called the police and told them I had a ghost problem at the shopping mall. Within 5 minutes, two meat wagon police vehicles. That's an old expression.
I love that. Who are you going to call? Manchester Police.
Yeah. Two meat wagon police vehicles and a police car arrived with at least seven officers. They entered the building and asked where the ghost was. I showed them the tannoy system. They wanted to make sure it wasn't another security guard playing a prank. So they asked me to escort them to the security storeroom across from the office where all the radios were kept overnight. When we got there, a police officer counted all the walkie-talkies to make sure no one was winding me up with another radio.
As the police officer and I stood outside the storeroom across from the security office, he leaned over the balcony and looked down at the floor below. He seemed to remember something and began to recall an incident from the past. He explained that the security storeroom behind us used to be a hairdresser's, and a gay man had his hair cut there and then stood where we were standing. For unknown reasons, the gay man, I don't know why we keep saying he's a gay man.
The gay man.
Then tied a rope around his neck and to the balcony and jumped off.
Oh.
As the rope snapped tight, the gay fella swung through the... Can't tell you enough that this man was gay.
We got that right. He's a gay man.
This is
horrific. You are a very sexy man.
A very sexy gay man.
He swung through the window of the shop below, which was called Radio Rentals. You may be aware of the brand. And died of his injuries. I'm not surprised. It's awful. The incident happened in direct view of the security office and the police officer signalled this to me without saying anything.
Which bit did he signal?
I imagine he's doing point, two fingers to the eyes and two fingers to the location.
Did he do the impression of a gamer?
I do hope not, but it was the 90s.
No, they would have done those. Don't cancel me, that was a joke. As we walked back to the security office, the police officer asked me not to call them again about any ghost problems. All the police officers quickly left, reporting that they heard nothing from the tannoy system. I walked back up the stairs to the security office, and as I got closer, I could hear white noise coming from the room. They must have left the tannoy system on. By the time I reached the top of the stairs, the noise stopped, which was typical for the system, so I wasn't too freaked out.
I sat down and played with the microphone a little before looking to switch it off again. By then, the chattering and childlike voices began to pipe up again.
Bloody hell.
A voice told me that he had a mobile phone and I could speak to him any time and that he was very busy and had a lot of calls to make.
That's what a ghostly voice said, that.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
That's shit, isn't it? Even in the afterlife, you have to do
I'm very busy,
stuff.
Yeah. The signal up here is terrible. I turned off the tannoy system from the wall and asked the security company to never place me there again. However, weeks later, they did. And I had another experience where I believe I was kissed by a ghost, which totally freaked me out.
Clinton, I simply must know more.
We simply must know more as we now speak to the wonderful Laurie Peters.
You just spoke to me, don't you, boys?
We have got Laurie on the Zoom now. Laurie is, in case I haven't mentioned it, the producer of this podcast. A dark horse. He has not revealed any of this shittery before. Laurie, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
Oh, very, very relaxed, isn't it?
How do you sleep at night, Laurie? Honestly, yeah. If this terrifying experience had happened to me, I'd be one of those, like, what do they call them? A wraith. A wraith. Oh. I'd be a dried-up husk of a woman, unable to sleep at night.
A dried-up husk of a woman.
I'm halfway there, yeah.
I just want to say, Laurie, that I am... I've not discussed this with Linda yet, but I will be shortly. We're going to have a leaderboard, a bit like they did in Top Gear.
Right.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you, Laurie, you are going... If you're not at the top spot, you're definitely in the number two slot.
Hello, friends. This is a teaser podcast for season 6.
Now, join me over at patreon.com/ClintonBaptiste and get to hear the full Season 6 podcast, plus videos, celebrity interviews, sketches, features, Linda the lot. Come on, get over there. Be one of my special friends. Thank you. Namaste.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/ClintonBaptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.